Hey there, you awesome partners. I am here in Texas, and Marcella and I are on a road trip on the Faith, Hope, and Love tour. And thank you so much for all your prayers, your support. It's been amazing. We've been able to do a lot of intercession, just awakening evangelism again. You know, if you get like rusty, you know, you got to get the pump primed again. And that's kind of what's been happening. It's been awesome. So we'll go into, like, today we're in Walmart and a coffee shop and different places sharing the gospel. And, you know, we'd go to every truck stop that we stop at along the way, wherever we can find people, restaurants, we will preach the gospel and prophesy. And so it's very, very exciting to see people receptive to the Lord. What a time. But, you know, this is an hour to rise up. The theme right now is rise up. And it's like, it's our season to do so. And recently, I've been studying about the Valley of Dry Bones and how Ezekiel was told to prophesy to the bones. And as he did, life came in, and then it rose up as an exceeding great army at the end. But there was a process. And some of you have felt weakened or downtrodden, and there might be a process for you to rise up, but just start prophesying into it. And so I'll start that with you right now, saying, rise up into the fullness of everything that God has for you. Rise up into His goodness, rise up into His blessing, rise up into your destiny. And I speak to any dry bones, I speak to any hopelessness, I speak to any just delays that have made you discouraged, and I break the power of the despair on that. And I say, rise up in faith, rise up in hope, rise up in love, because this is our time to rise up in Him. As most of you know, one of my favorite scriptures that I've had since a brand new Christian is Isaiah 60, and it says, rise and shine, your light has come. And so it's like we are to rise up in the Lord and in the light that He's put in us so that we can spread it around to the world that is without hope. And so, you know, darkness is covering the earth, gross darkness of people, but His glory is appearing upon us. And we are just going to rise up in that appearance of glory and share that light with the world that we live in. So it's time to rise up. Just one more thing I think of when Jairus went to get Jesus and said, my daughter is sick, please come to our home. And Jesus was willing. But on the way, the woman with the issue of blood stops him, and you know, she needs to be healed too. So he spends time with her. And in the meantime, Jairus' daughter dies. And so Jesus said, don't fear, only believe. And so they go to the house, and all the mourners are already there because she's been declared dead. And he says, she's not dead, she's just sleeping. And they mocked him. So he sends them out of the room and keeps only those of faith, his closest disciples and the parents, with him. And then he says, Tabitha, arise, rise up. And she did. She rose up. And so I just want to encourage you to say, rise up to those things that are dead in you, the dreams that have died, the dry bones that are lying still. Say, rise up in Jesus' name. Start prophesying to them and see what God does, because He is a miracle-working God. All right? So I hope that's an encouragement to you for this week. These little nuggets are fun to give you to enlarge your faith and to bring encouragement to you. And thank you so much for all the support that you give the ministry, and especially for those of you who have donated to the Faith, Hope, and Love Tour. We are being a blessing everywhere we can be. We're giving financial gifts to those in need, to help the oppressed people, to help nations arise. And we are interceding, evangelizing, giving out resource. And so we can't do it on our own. This is a partnership. And so we're so blessed. Thank you so much for your partnership. And if any of you do want to give further into that, because there's always going to be ongoing needs. In fact, there's just always more resource needed in different places. Sometimes we'll think that we're going to minister to 30 people and it turns out to be 100 or whatever, so we need more. And so if you want to give any more into it, just go on our site at patriciaking.com to the donate page, and then there's a tab that says Faith, Hope, and Love, and you can donate on that. Okay? So God bless you, love you, and have a great weekend.